I think it's worthwhile saying at this point, isn't it, that although Spain was officially neutral,
yes,
there were certain sectors of the Spanish authorities that would be pro-British, but equally certain sectors which would be anti-British and pro-German or pro-Nazi and allow certain activities to happen at La Linea.
And Gibraltar being a key, well, the key to the Mediterranean, really. And there, at that point, or indeed for the beginning of the war, for quite a while, there was no way of knowing whether Spain was going to join the war or allow Germany to come through. So I'm sure the situation was incredibly serious.
And so there was a fair amount of equally people who are either pro-British in the local region, in La Linea Algeciras, or anti. And there was a sort of fair amount of German and also Italian presence, which was used to spying and trying to sabotage or mount attacks against Iraq.
Yes.
And that's the area that your father was engaged
Yes, although I'm not sure the Italian attacks from the Altera, that's the underwater little manned submarine that came and attached limpets to ships in the harbour and so on. That, as far as I understand it, that went on a long time and nobody really solved that for a long time. And I'm not sure if how much my father was involved in that, although his history does touch on it. But the comment that KG wrote at the beginning of the history as a covering note, sending it back to London, was that, you know, the office was very successful in its counter-espionage and counter-sabotage work, and of, I can't remember the numbers now exactly, but of 40-odd incidents, 30-odd were...
Yes. I think the vast majority of them were something like 50 or 60, then 45 or something were successfully defeated.
Yes.
Largely because some of the work of which your father did.
Well, that's the inference I have to draw from the history. But And so, as I say, my father never would talk about this, of course, but also... maybe if he had lived long enough to retire and think that there were things he could tell in an anecdotal way, we might have heard, but we never did. So he died in 81. But my mother occasionally afterwards would say, oh, well, of course, I used to go into La Linea with your father. I once had to hide in the loo while he was meeting an agent in a bar somewhere. But, you know, I don't really know what her contribution in the field, shall we say, was at all. I know that she was brought out to, well, they had enormous files, this being the days before computers, they had thousands and thousands of names and photos to cross-check and so on. So there was one of the ATS who was involved with that. And what she was involved in, I think, was writing up reports of what had been going on operationally to send to London and so on. I know Daddy had to go back to London sometimes during his long stay on the Rock. He also, for work, was sent to Algiers once in 43. I don't know what he was doing, but he wrote a letter to his parents, which we've still got, in which he says how fantastic it was to be in a big, clean city with a lot of beautiful women. And because it was obviously very, very confined on the Rock. I mean, he was lucky that he could get away sometimes. Most people who were here couldn't.
Yeah.
And there weren't that many, English-speaking women about, shall we say. So, obviously, his stories would have been very exciting, but we don't know the details of them as a family at all, or even...
Which is very much a thing that people that had that sensitive work would never talk about often take it to their graves. But essentially, what we're saying is that your father would be identify enemy agents and turn them to make them double agents to inform the British of the attacks that they were doing?
Yes. Well, there is an agent, NAG, N-A-G, and that's another thing. When Sue and I read this history, we thought, I wonder if it was him who made up all these names for all the agents, because that would be another thing that would amuse him to think of. Well, somebody's got to think of it, obviously, but whether it was him. And, you know, how much involved he was in running NAG or not, I don't know, but he talks about NAG, and I think NAG was one of the...
What did NAG do from your reading of the files?
Was it NAG who identified one of the traitors in the dockyard who was then hung?
And trying to place bombs on some of the boats, the naval boats.
Yes. But there were also a couple of Spaniards, or maybe they were Gibraltarians, who, based in the vicinity, who were called the Fruities. And I don't know who they were, but we have the list of wedding presents at the wedding in August 1945. We have the list of wedding presents, and it says who gave what. And there's an inlaid wooden box from Granada, a present from the Fruities, says one. I've still got that box.
That's worthy of a bit of research, really.
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember the other main names. So what more can I tell you about the time during the war?
And
I just think. I should explain a bit more about my mother. I was saying that the ATS spotted she spoke Spanish, but I forgot to say that on her way out from Spain to join the army, she had to wait for a ship or whatever. While she was waiting, someone spotted her and asked her to work in the office, the contraband control office, which was a naval office, I think. It was Commander Singer, Paris Singer, who was either a son or a relation of Isadora Duncan, the singer, who married somebody, Singer. Anyway, she worked in the contraband control office in Gib until the Italians joined the war. And there's a photo in the Times of her in this office typing with Commander Singer disguised behind a pillar so you can't see him. But anyway, she was very pleased to have her photo in the Times that she could send to her family.
The impression I get, though, is that your father, David, and Molly very much acted as a pair, as a team.
Well,
not
I would
only
think
did she
so.
Write type his reports, but sort of
probably she did. She did go out with him more often than we know, but she wouldn't talk about it either, even to us. So you know, we just have these little snippets. Another snippet, which is not to do with my father, but to do with her time in contraband control, is that Noel Coward came through, and she was asked to take a cup of tea to Noel Coward, but she only saw his legs because she wasn't allowed to go any further into the room. His mission was so secret, apparently.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Other friendship, long-term friendships do you think that your father... What was the relationship between your father's office and the rest of the establishment in Gibraltar? Were they kept separate, or...?
I don't know. I'm sure they liaised a lot with the police, I think, because they're... office or offices were quite well. The first office that I know about was near the old police station,
which was where
that's at the bottom of John McIntosh Square now. It's that Victorian police station with arches,
in Irish town,
yes. And so I think that their office was across the way from that, at the bottom of Irish Town, possibly upstairs, because we have a photo of my mother on the flat roof, which is supposed to be the flat roof of that office, but it's difficult to identify exactly where.
Okay.
And then by the end of the war, the DSO had moved to 10 Governor's Lane, which is a beautiful house in round the back of the convent, opposite the back door into the convent, and we have a photo of the office relaxed and smiling, work all done at the end of the wall in the patio there. But my parents used to go drinking and courting in the old Royal Gibraltar Yacht Club. And I think the office used that as a place to relax, because again, there are several photos of friends in the office there drinking and so on. And one day, it might have been my father's birthday, August 44, it might have been then, I think my mother said they were sitting drinking, doing nothing much, because there wasn't much to do at that moment, when there was an alarm or an explosion or a fire or something, and they all had to suddenly disband. But what the event was, I don't know. But they thought they were relaxing, but they were suddenly called back on duty. So, yes, neither of my parents would really talk about what my father did.